hour, and we're back for part two of today's Carolla Classics. This next clip we have coming up, clip number three for the day, is Adam Carolla Show 683, featuring David Alan Greer, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop. This first part features no David Alan Greer in studio. He'll be joining them for part two tomorrow in the Carolla Classics feed. Until then, enjoy this classic bit of ACS.
Good to see you guys in the flesh, man.
Hey, yeah. Adam. It's good to be here.
David Alan Greer, back by popular demand. Everyone loves this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we will bring Daggeroni out here very soon. I'm back from New York City. I came back to... Well, tell me if this makes me a bad person or not.
Okay. Sorry,
please,
press that earlier.
Hear me out. Back because I'm in Mike August's wedding.
Yes.
It is at my house. And last time,
the August I know.
It's not the Mike August I know. He said, I want to rent out a super expensive hall. I said, no, not on my watch. I'd like you to destroy my house.
And you're like, August, so frivolous with your money. Always throwing it around.
Yeah. Come on, you newlyweds.
So flashy.
You're going to make a purchase one of these days.
So wear your shoes.
So I said... He said, you know, he'll wear his brother-in-law's shoes. I don't know if he does patent leather.
But whose socks?
I was talking, well, just one, two guys, one right and left, the right and left foot. The point is this. I was talking to my buddy Seth MacFarlane, as I said, a week or so ago. And I said, hey, Seth, you know, when are you going to throw another one of those parties of yours? Because I haven't been in a while. And he said, as a matter of fact, I'm throwing it on Saturday.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. Seth MacFarlane is a super rich guy. He lives on a super big house on top of a super big hill. And when he does a party, he has like an orchestra and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he sings, you know, like big band and all that kind of. It's like, it's a party.
Right.
It's like what you do. It's what Tom Hanks would do in Big. You know what I mean? Like just if a single dude had $1 billion and wanted to have fun. And it's the greatest thing ever. And it's Mike's wedding. But Mike's wedding starts at like 3 or 4, so I kicked Mike's tires the other day. This is what makes me a bad guy. I'm in the wedding, but I gave the, it starts at 3. What time do you think you'd be wrapping up there? 8, 9 o'clock? Doing the math, you know.
Right.
Get over to Seth's place by 9:30 and let the, don't want to catch too go to buzz, can't drive, you know, like trying to do better.
Yeah, you need to pace yourself.
We'll have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm yelling at everyone at 8 o'clock, wrap it up, let's get it moving.
Right.
You can cut the cake out in the parking lot. Let's get going now.
Time
do
is
it in
money.
The street. Let's go. Pick it up, people. Let's get a hand in, grab a knee. Helmet's not a chair. So hopefully, if I pull this off, if I pull this off, I'll be going to a nice wedding and then over to Seth Mac's house for a nice little party as well. Flew in from
Here's how you do it. You got August. You're like, hey man, you know it's a residential area. We're not really permitted to do these late night parties and wedding events type things. I mean, the city will let you do it, but it turns out there's an ordinance that you know if you go past 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock,
that's right.
Got to get a permit. And it's on a per-hour basis.
Right, yeah.
I think it'll wrap up in no time.
Yeah, even if I said it was a nickel a day. So there's that. I flew in from New York last night. I did one of these things where it's like, well, I'm going to fly in Wednesday night. My goddamn red eye, my 9:30 flight got pushed back to almost midnight.
Yeah.
And then it was one of these things where I walked through the front door at about 3:30 or 4 this morning, and I was in that weird no man's land of I'd been up for 24 hours because of the time difference, but I've been away from my TiVo for a week now, and I'm like, I'll be goddamn if I'm not going to watch The Ultimate Fighter. Like, there's no way I'm just going to bed right now, but I'm so strung out and so tired. And then it was one of these things where I really had a whole bunch of shit I wanted to do because I've been gone for a week. But so I sort of went to bed at like 4:30, and I kind of forced myself to get up at 8:30 or 9 and deal with the day. But I was just ruined. Like, it's one of those. You see, you should just sleep till 2 in the afternoon because you can get out of bed at 9 and just be no good. sort of putzing around in a circle, not really being able to completely focus, walking upstairs and forgetting
stuff
and going down,
yeah.
And then like having these thoughts. I'm going to go and check my tweets, and then there's nothing, and then like just weird, sort of foggy, hazy, irritable. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, I guess it's like being on your period.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, girlfriend.
Kind of a numb, like a low-grade numb throbbing headache,
yes.
Bothered by everyone and everything,
mm-hmm.
Sort of walking around in a circle.
Nothing's really wrong, but nothing's really right.
That's right, sister.
Yes.
And then at some point, you're like, I'm going to take a nap at noon. So you get nothing done between 8:30 and noon, and then you take a nap.
And then wake up at 2 like you could have before.
I don't, when I hear about these people who go like, I only need 4 hours of sleep, I've always wondered, what the fuck is up with you? Like, is that really you? Do you feel good on 4 hours sleep? Like, I am such shit. Like, I mean, the Mason-Dixon for me is about 6 hours. Anything below that, mm-hmm. I'm for shit. And I like 8 hours, and I will take 10 if I got 6 the night before. Like, I will keep a tally. I'm getting myself, you know, whatever.
You're going to hit your average.
Yeah, I will hit my average. I do the same with masturbation.
Sure.
Every once in a blue moon, I take a day off, but double down.
Do you ever miss out on sleep because you're masturbating?
You know, I got it down to such a science now. It's like saying missing out on sleep because you took a piss. Like,
right.
You know, that's, no.
Right. It's like saying, do you ever forget to exhale because you're inhaling?
Right. Jeez, I almost choked. Don't even pretend. So, anyway, did one of those. Flight delayed. Not sure why. Fell asleep, like, on the plane, but was in and out. Had this weird thing where I was listening to my iPhone, listening to music on my iPhone, and it was on repeat mode for some reason. I have this ability to get things onto settings that I don't want them on, and then because I never put them on there in the first place, I have difficulty undoing them. So I would, like, listen to the same Pretender songs 11 times, but while I was asleep.
Right.
But then sort of still low-grade sort of buzz and hum of being bothered by it. Came up with something pretty good, though, when it was time to land, finally, at 3 in the morning, and I didn't feel like getting my seat. I was in first class. I had the seat all the way, a nice recliner seat, you know? Mm-hmm. I had the seat all the way reclined, and then I was like, oh, man, going from, like, full layout to up at 90 degrees, not what I'm in the mood for, drunk at 3:30 in the morning. So I realized all things being relative, and you should do this. Get this agreement going with your seatmate. I didn't have a seatmate. It was an empty seat next to me.
Oh, how lucky.
I just reached over and took that empty seat and hung it back about 5-6 inches, just enough so that my seat would match it. Because it was the empty
smart.
Seat, and the empty seat is always in the full upright position.
Duplicitous.
And not, yes, because in life, what people notice
that's
is
good.
Contrast.
Yes.
They don't notice specifics. They don't. No one goes. Hey, that thing's at a 37 degree angle instead of a 45 degree angle,
right.
Or instead of being at 90, it's at 105 or something. They don't notice that. They just look and see if one is different than the other. So I just I don't know why these little things in life bring me so much joy, but I just reached over and reclined the other seat to, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches from where it should be, and then brought mine up even to that one, and then just sat there looking stupid.
You showed them.
I showed them. Look at me now with zero sleep. So if you can get your seatmate, if you either got a ghost rider like I did,
mm-hmm.
In first class always bothers me too. Like,
really?
Well, I'm bothered in a rich man and in a poor man,
yeah.
Kind of way. Like I said, I get pissed off when, and it's never, listen, all right, I know you guys have all heard it 1,000 times. You got a first class ticket, cry me a river. You know, why? What are you complaining about? All I'm saying is
I wonder where this one's going to go.
the first class ticket is not twice as much as a coach. It's 10 times as much as the coach. And when you have to wait for the bathroom because someone who paid $289 who bought their ticket from Shatner decides to step up and use the head, drop a deuce in your bathroom, it's like, what is the $3,000 going toward if you can just walk from the middle of the plane, come up and take a shit in my bathroom?
You don't have deuce rights.
You do not have deuce rights. They've been revoked. Your deuce rights have been pulled, my friend.
Also a Shatner movie.
Yeah.
Deuce rights revoked.
Deuce rights revoked. So it's this thing where everyone goes, oh, Mr. Rich Guy. But no, look, you have a fucking choice. Your choice is pay $3,000 or pay $300. I wouldn't, if it was coming out of my pocket, I'd never pay three grand. I mean, there's no fucking way I would pay.
What don't
three
you like
grand.
About the empty seats in first class, though?
Yeah.
Well, that's the, so the part of me that is King Corolla doesn't like people coming up and shitting up my commode, or at least me waiting for you when you've decided to save yourself $2,800 bucks on your ticket, saying there's a fucking bathroom for you. And guess what? You and another 150 people have to do it, and me and 11 people have to share our bathroom. And and again, if you want to do that, why do you? It's the same thing I say. Drop another $2,800 bucks in your ticket and come on up and enjoy the commode.
Seriously, the only, well, not the only, but one of the best things of first class is the fact that you're in it and not everyone else is. And
that's
the deal.
Like,
if there was a plane of only first class, it would lose something.
Right. And it'd be like you going, it's like any facet of life. You can buy a ticket to Dodger Stadium and go sit in the bleachers for $14, or you can rent out a suite for $10,000. But if you rent out a suite for $10,000 for you and a couple of your friends, if some fat guy from the bleachers came out and went, hey man, I gotta drop a deuce, I hope you don't mind, I had one too many Dodger dogs, one's breaching now, you'd be like, no, I spent a bunch of fucking money on this place, and you bought $14 tickets, so you got to go shit wherever the guys in the bleachers shit. And
yeah, find a bun.
They have suites if you would like to shit in a suite. You just have to pay to shit in a suite. And then everyone says, I'm a dick because I don't want the guy shitting in my suite. But what the fuck's the difference? You pay to have this privilege of free food, free whatever, free a toilet that has a nice toilet seat on it. You don't have to share it with a bunch of other asses, literally. And or save your money and be in the bleachers. And again, if I'm paying for it, I'm out in the bleachers.
I think you hate the shit of poor people.
It's usually worse because they eat dog food. So, but when I see the empty seat next to me in first class, I do kind of want to go, hey, you know, somebody's ass should just move up 12 feet from behind that curtain and whatever.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Just upgrade someone. You're going to make their day, make their week.
I know.
Plus, it's cool because when I was flying out to New York, you just sit next to these dudes in first class. And it's always somebody that's, you know, at least interesting, unless once in a while it's the Sky Marshal. Because you can always tell when a guy's wearing a jacket that doesn't fit right and he's never worn a tie in his life. But I sat next to this guy, like, ran Showtime on the way out. And I started talking, and I was like, well, what are you doing out here? And he said, oh, my wife did a documentary, like, Rock and Roll Dads, and started talking about Art Alexakis from Everclear and a bunch of other dudes from Bad Religion and stuff. Like, what happens to dads, you know, guys who were in rock and roll and were hardcore and punks and all that kind of stuff. And now they're basically, they have kids, but they still have tattoos and they're in their 40s and start talking. It's like the premiere. Oh, the after party's over at the Friars Club. You should come check it out. And next thing you know, I'm getting drunk at the Friars Club. My buddy Daniel and this guy and guy runs Fox, Kevin. And I think it was the last name in a second. But the point is Kevin Riley. It was like, oh yeah, you never know who you're gonna get next to. You know, everyone always does that. Hey, it'd be cool to sit next to a model, but the model doesn't talk to you for 6 hours and then goes and fucks her European photographer boyfriend. That doesn't work. I mean, it's good if like you get a blowjob in the bathroom, but that doesn't happen.
You can't count on that.
Better off sitting next to a middle-aged dude who actually does something cool, and then he does the, I'm in New York for the fill-in-the-blank, and then at some point over the 6 hours when you're getting drunk, he'll inevitably go, hey, why don't you come on out to the car thing if you got time? We'll tell you.
Then the bathroom BJ is just bonus at that point. You're playing
more
with house
than
money.
More than a BJ, but yeah. Yeah, playing with house money. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was a good time. But except for again the delay, I got the delay at least. Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours. And I did this thing, too, where I...
got drunk?
I got drunk. Yeah, yeah. But I fucked myself up because I was up in the, captain's nest because I had the first class ticket. And I was in the good one with the good bar and the leather chairs and all that shit. And then I went across the airport and went on the, you know, the thing where it's literally like those hallways. I love the airport because, like, the only place where there's a hallway that's a mile long, mm-hmm. like with no windows, it's going underneath the tarmac, you know, and you're just on that people mover thing. And I do like the guys who walk really fast on the people mover thing. I like the idea of being conveyed while you're moving yeah. fast. There's yeah. something weird about that. But the guy who's in a rush. But then I got to the window and they're like, flight's delayed a couple hours. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, this thing where they break it off into bite size, you know, it's 45 minutes. So here's your choice. You can either have 45 minutes, three at a time, or you can have 45 minutes and then we'll do the other hour and a half on the plane. Like where they go, all right, we're getting on the plane now. And then they shut the door and then they go, well, now we're only 45 minutes late. Yeah, except for you pull back and then you just sit on the plane for an hour and a half. But went up and hit the captain's nest up there, but it was a low grade one. Cash bar.
What?
Stale crackers.
That's so low rent.
Yeah. 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 I know. Tough. So good old Matt picked me up at 3-something this morning. Went in a and I had that that thing where I was drunk. I got drunk in New York. Then I fell asleep in the car ride to the airport. Then I sort of woke up and I got sober again. Then I got drunk in the airport. Then the thing got delayed and I sort of fell asleep on the tarmac while we were on there for an hour and a half. Then I sobered up again. Then I got drunk a little bit on the plane and then I fell asleep. And then I sort of sobered up again. I had that yo-yo drunk sobery yeah. thing. And by the time Matt picked me up at 3 a.m, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm... I had this serious, like, I want to drive, but then I had that, I think I'm drunk, but then I like, I can't be drunk. I only drank like 2.5 beers on the plane because I fell asleep in 6 hours. So I'm not technically drunk, but I'm technically a mess.
Yeah.
So I
considering that you don't have that thought pattern when you're sober, I think
that's
that
a good,
means you were drunk.
Good point. Yeah. Where were we? You want to do a little news?
Yes.
Before Dag pulls in?
From the International News Center, next to Donnie's Mini Bikes. This is the news with Allison Rosen.
Thousands of Libyans poured onto the streets of the capital on Thursday.
I feel like they're already there. You know
but
what I mean?
They poured themselves in a more celebratory manner, though.
We take to the streets. I feel like they're already there.
Thousands of Libyans stayed on the streets of the capital on
Let's
Thursday.
Let's call it what it is. They yeah. would have been there anyway, right? I mean, you know, they do all this. I mean, when you see those countries, it seems like everyone's sort of peddling something. Being dragged by something. Yeah, it's always, they're there anyway. It's not like hundreds of Libyans poured out of their luxury condominiums out on the street.
Right.
Okay.
They didn't take a tram.
Right. All right.
Thousands of Libyans who were on the streets were still there on the Capitol on Thursday, ecstatic at the news that Gaddafi had been killed in his birthplace of Sirte. As depicted in several cell phone video images, it was a violent and gruesome death for a man who had ruled the country with an iron fist for 42 years. After an hour and a half of...
It's better than a stinky fist. That's how I would rule my country.
Yeah.
With a smelly fist.
like Caligula.
What would it smell like?
I would... You know what? Oh. Don't ask. But it would scare more
salty?
People than the iron fist.
Right.
No, not salty. Not salty.
Fishy?
Mm-hmm. You're getting warm.
Sulfuric?
At times.
Gamey. Musky.
We better change the subject.
I bet it would not smell like Nag Champa.
I'm just saying, me saying I'm going to rule this country with a smelly fist would scare the daylight out of people. A lot more than the iron fist.
It's mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm.
After an hour and a half of unconfirmed reports, the news came on at about 3:30 p.m. that Gaddafi was indeed dead. Footage on Al Jazeera television showed a bloodied Gaddafi being dragged by his arms on the street toward a vehicle. Images also showed his body apparently killed in gunfire, his eyes rolled back lifeless.
I like the fact that these guys are still in the drag through the street portion of their country's development.
Yeah.
I feel like we abandoned that several decades ago, you know, mm-hmm. the I'm going to drag. It's very, you know, sort of Mussolini circa 1945.
Really
I do think someone ought to sit down and have a discussion with their country folk and go, you know what? Dragging in through the street, a little beneath us. What year is it again? What are we, 2011?
I think you're onto something. You can tell a country's development. You can plot the development.
By how much street dragging is going on.
Yes, how much street dragging goes on.
I feel like in 2011, if you guys, let me ask you this. Let's just go ahead and work a ratio. How's the space program going versus the how much dragging through the street of corpses? Or what's going on with the space program? Because I don't feel like they're both like, well, we do a fair amount of dragging corpses through the streets, and we got a pretty good space program going. We're ready to launch another satellite that's coming at the end of the year. Like, I don't feel like those go hand in hand.
What would be a step up, though? Shooting someone silently in a theater?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see
like,
if you can work up. You can
hangings, public hangings.
Work up
really.
To a public hanging. The dragging the corpse through the street.
By people, the hair.
People cheering and like swatting at it with sandals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you're trying to kill a corpse after it's been dead for a few hours.
It's so much harder because rigor mortis starts to set in.
It's kind of up there with jumping up and down on wreckage of like helicopters and pulling off pieces of stuff.
This is all very Black Hawk Down.
Yeah. And taking a souvenir like, oh, I got a finger.
Yeah, somebody's got to really have a talk. And again, you're shooting it with your cell phone, which of course was not developed in your country because you guys
are too sweet irony.
Tired dragging people through the street to ever really get to work in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
But some guy developed a cell phone in a country that doesn't do a lot of street draggings.
That's why
I'm
there's
saying?
No street dragging setting and the image is so grainy.
Right. Yeah, that's a good
you
point.
Know, if they developed it there, they would have a special setting.
I'm just saying, take a good look. And I'm glad the guy's dead, don't get me wrong. And I like the fact that he didn't just get exiled into some place and live off these pillowcases of money that he pilfered from his people and all that kind of stuff. But again, let's stop. But by the way, Gaddafi looked bad when he was alive, right? We don't need to see any more pictures of him. It really be
he
like
has if, that same I smell a fart look on his face.
If it'd be like if Gene Simmons was dragged through the street, right?
Yeah.
It's like I don't need to see Gene on his best day. Point is he's dead. That's a good thing. But you guys are dragging the corpse through the street. And again, I think it's time to find a mirror and take a good hard look. And all the countries out there that are still into the street draggings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just tear a page out of a slightly more civilized environment. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and look.
As with any behavior, you have to think, what are you getting out of it? What is it doing for you? Is it not causing more harm?
Yeah, what would Switzerland do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like there's enough. In life, you do a lot of like, you know, if I'm making a car, and they do this all the time. When they're making cars, they go, all right, let's get a Ferrari in here. Let's get a BMW in here. Let's get an Aston Martin in here. Let's look at some quality cars. I want you to really go through these cars and see what they're doing and see what we like about what they've done to their interiors or their dash or whatever. And you'll get composites of pictures of, you know, if you're remodeling your house, you'll get pictures of other houses. You tear out of magazines and go, this looks good. And you put them up on a piece of foam core and you sort of go, that's what we like.
Yeah, if you're getting a haircut, you might take in a photo of Jennifer Aniston.
My place where I get my hair cut has large pictures of models from the 80s out front already, so I don't need to bring in mine. I can just see a guy in a turquoise shirt
right.
and go, I want that. You know, looking very good. Circa Duran Durani kind of look. But the point is this. You, in life, should sort of take a look around, like back in the day when I was clearing $280 a week. I know that sounds like a lot to you guys.
Wow.
I'm using as an example.
Walk away from that, buddy.
I would sort of look around at guys that were doing better than I was and sort of go, you know what? I'm gonna see if I can tear a page or two out of their playbooks or sort of listen to them or just sort of ingratiate myself to them. I knew I used to train the guy who was the editor-in-chief of Los Angeles Times and I used to hang out with that guy. Like, I'd be like, what's going on, Shelby? What are you doing? He'd be like, well, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll go to, you know, next thing you know, we're eating breakfast together. I'm just trying to pick the guy's brain, you know, and just to hope whatever
success
the guy had, would just through osmosis, just rub off a little bit. A country should be doing that as well. And some of you street dragging countries, and I think you know who you are.
Yeah.
Why don't you... Somebody should get you guys a globe. Now, once you get over the shock of the Earth being round, you can then move on to looking at certain countries that have fairly low, like, infant mortality rates and, you know, good, lots of potable water and things like that. And before you decide to blow them up, because they get angry, because they're showing off with all your live infants and chicks voting and all your other crazy ideas.
Oh, you think you're so great because you have indoor plumbing.
Yeah, so cool with your plumbing and your heating and air conditioning and your shampoo and you're not flogging yourself and all that kind of stuff. Why don't you just go ahead and take a look and go, what do they do? What would they do? Would they drag someone through the streets? And if the answer is no, then maybe you go, maybe we should back off a little on that. Yeah. Mike, write that down. I'll come up with my my yardstick to measure the space program versus the drag through the street program.
But do you think if some of these street dragging countries cozied up to the countries that they admire or should admire, then it'd be like, ugh, why are you bringing Libya around all the time? Like you know, like a little kid.
I thought Libya was your friend.
Yeah. Oh, what? I thought Libya was your friend.
Libya's... no, I hate Libya.
It'd be like a Big Brother program. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, they set me up with them. I mean, listen, the guy's had it rough, all right? They just dragged his to the streets.
Either way, we're glad he's dead. And, that's generally what I like about capital punishment. I just like the idea that bad people are dead. I'm fine with that. And I feel like most people, whether Somali pirates that are getting shot by Navy SEALs or tyrants getting dragged through the streets, we all do that. That feels good. Mm-hmm. Feels satisfying. Good.
The owner of an exotic animals farm in Ohio released 56 animals from their cages before killing himself.
Wow.
Among the animals that escaped were 18 Bengal tigers, 17 lions, and 8 bears. Authorities.
Bengal.
Bengal.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Well, if they were cheerleaders for Cincinnati, they'd be the Bengals.
Right. It's true. So he let him go. Mm. I like that.
Well, then it takes a sad turn, though, because authorities killed 48 of the animals.
Whoa, wow.
However, as of last week, a monkey with herpes and a wolf were still at large, although as of right now, they've been accounted for. 6 animals were taken alive to the Columbus Zoo.
That's not a great ratio.
No.
And that would be a nice, by the way, you know, that's very one of those very Yiddishy things where they go, like, your head should grow in the ground like an onion. You know, like, you should be attacked by a monkey with herpes.
Stick your head in the toilet twice and flush 3 times.
Yeah.
One of those. So the ones they took to the zoo were...
Wait a minute. He let... How many go?
56.
56, and they shot 48 of them?
Yes.
Wow.
So... A grizzly bear, 2 monkeys.
Peter chapter right there, dropping the ball.
Yeah, they really are.
A grizzly bear, 2 monkeys, and 3 leopards were taken alive to the zoo. But the animals that were killed were 2 wolves, 6 black bears, 2 grizzly bears, 9 male lions, 8 female lions or lionesses, 1 baboon.
That's cops.
3 mountain lions and 18.
That's like, look,
Bengal tigers.
We can't beat up black people anymore. This is getting boring. Oop, there's a grizzly bear. Well, I'll tell you, we could shoot one of them without getting a lot of shit. I'll tell you that now.
Well, here's the thing. It happened when there was about an hour to an hour and a half of light left. And they said that if it had happened in the morning, they would have been able to surround the compound and contain everything.
Right.
But because it was so late and because the deputies weren't armed with tranquilizer guns, they couldn't take a chance. And Jack Hanna actually said that though he's sad about the loss of all these precious animals, he thinks they did the right thing. The Humane Society thinks they did the right thing. PETA's a little less excited about this.
Well,
it's so sad,
it would have gotten dark, and then they would have gotten further and further out, and then they would have ended up in some kid's backyard or something like that, right?
So just keep the kids inside.
So they had to shoot them. And by the way, if your kid is eaten by a grizzly bear, and
it's a great story,
next to an above ground pool, that's God's will. That's force majeure right there.
So Thompson, that's the farmer, Thompson's body had a gunshot wound to the head, self-inflicted, and a bite wound to the head, consistent with the bite from a larger
also self-inflicted?
Well, his teeth probably moved when he shot himself in the head, but from a larger type cat, which was believed to have happened moments after the gunshot wound. The animals...
It's a fine, how do you do?
I know.
We're going to let you out of the cage, and now we're going to give you a nice little chomp on the skull.
I actually spent some time thinking about that today, and I was thinking, is there any way they're like, oh, our owner is dead, and then it was like a love chomp?
They say that Montecore was trying to help
Roy.
Yeah, I mean, that's their story. Like, he's, you know, like,
you can't trust tigers, though.
The problem, I've seen enough movies to know that, like, when the King Kong is trying to help, but he ends up putting his hand through your house. I mean, you saw Transformers, did you not?
Yeah.
They were trying to help out McWicky.
Zickwicky. Come on, buddy.
Whatever. But they end up smashing up the guy's whole lawn, right? Yeah. So maybe they didn't know their own strength. You know what I mean? I don't feel like lions have a half speed so much, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's how you get hurt, Adam.
Yeah, when you go half speed, that's how you get hurt. Yeah, anyone who played Pop Warner football knows.
Right.
That's how you get hurt.
Right, and if you're trying to open something, it's better to have a really sharp lion than a dull lion. Mm-hmm. That's also how you get hurt.
Good point.
The way you get hurt, by the way, in football is go full speed and run into somebody.
Who, by the way, is going full speed as well. That's
the
usually how you get.
Never really hurt that much.
No.
Hurt a lot less, actually.
Anyone who's been on kickoff or kickoff return knows that the half speed much less painful than the full speed. Yeah. Anyone who's tried to bust a wedge knows that.
Do coaches actually tell you not to do half speed because you'll get hurt?
Oh, absolutely.
They used to. I'm wondering if they're still feeding that shit to the kids or not. So when you go half speed, when you get hurt, gentlemen, let's go. Helmet's not a chair. Let's go. Grab a knee. Here we go. Helmet's not a chair.
That doesn't even make sense. Who sits on their helmet?
You would sit on your helmet. If there was no regulation.
If there's no regulation, you would not grab a knee. You would sit on your helmet.
The best one is that helmet. If that helmet's the ground, better have your head inside.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, because now the sitting on the helmet thing is all sort of predicated on the tailbone pad. If your girdle had a tailbone pad, then the helmet actually felt pretty good sitting on that thing. As a matter of fact,
I didn't understand any of the words in that sentence.
You wear a girdle. They called it a girdle. I don't know what they call them today, but they're basically
compression shorts,
boxer briefs that have little slots in them for hip pads and another little slot for a tailbone pad. But once I got to high school, I got rid of that tailbone pad because it makes your ass look big. You never get hit back there anyway. None of the pros ever wear that thing. And they probably rule they have to in college. I don't see them so much anymore. But the point is
the high school level.
If somebody got me a girdle with a tailbone pad in it and I sat down on a helmet right now and just closed my eyes, I'd have some kind of weird flashback to being 11 years old and then having Coach Fitzgerald yell at me, the helmet's not a chair. Yeah, you grab a knee. And you don't sit down either because you just look sloppy. Everyone's allowed to grab a knee, but no one's allowed to sit on their ass on a football field.
I never knew. Now, when they take the photo, do they say, look really tough?
They don't say that.
Do they say if you smile, you're going to be kicked off the team?
I think it's sort of like if you're in a rock band and they're taking the photo for the album in 1973. They don't tell you to look like a badass, but it's implied. No one's ever waving. You know what I mean? It's always arms folded, back to back. So they do that thing where they try. There's always the one kid that's overdoing it.
Yeah.
I think we had a guy, and it's funny because it's overcompensation. We had a kid. I think his last name was Hart for some reason. I haven't thought about this kid in a million years when I played with the Sun Valley Falcons, who had like braces and stuff, and it was like, you know, albino sort of looking, and he never played a down. Like, he never played. He was sort of pink in shade, and he literally never got on the field. And I remember our team picture with his hands sort of clenched on his knees. He was sitting up front and just giving it a look like obviously overcompensating for not getting any playing time at all. I would reckon that if you took team pictures and you went and circled the three guys who were looking the toughest or intentionally attempting to look the toughest, I would show you a country with no space program. All right, move on. No, I'll show you three guys that aren't starting.
Don't say the field.
Yeah, the guys, like the brothers and stuff that are playing both ways, they don't have that menacing look on their face.
No, they don't have anything to prove, but they also aren't going to smile.
I got to find, my mom's got to find the picture of me for the first year I played JV football, and they have to take the knee and the picture and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Big, goofy smile on my face.
Oh, really? Well, see. And didn't play.
And it was not good.
So the animals were buried on the property at the request of Thompson's widow, who said they were like kids to her.
Yeah.
Thompson had been released September 30th.
And by the way, though, would you want your kids, let's just say the cops killed 48 of your kids. Let's just say you're Catholic.
Right.
And the cops killed 48
of your Jew.
Kids. Would you want them buried all over your property? Like you're stepping over them constantly? Like, I'd like them moved somewhere.
Yeah. But that's anyway. Not a proper burial. What yeah. happens when it rains?
That's oh. a rough weekend, by the way. Like, you know, yeah, there has
your
to be
husband and your kids.
There has to be somebody who calls her. There will, I mean, you know, it's not like she got a chance to call everybody. Somebody called her during this period and mm-hmm. said, like, "How's it going, Sheila?" And then probably got halfway into complaining about something that that's on their plate. Some sort of trivial, I did one of those chicken pot pies and just burned my goddamn hand on the foil taking it out. Anyway, we all got problems. What's going on with you? Well, my husband ate a bullet, and 9/10 of our menagerie's in the ground. Other than that, you know, everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah. I bet she makes everyone feel like an asshole for having launched into their stupid pot pie burn type situation first.
Plus, then there has to be that weird conversation, too, where it's like, what happened? Steve killed himself. Oh, my God, that is horrible. Yeah, first he let 56 exotic pets loose that had to be shot by the cops. What an asshole. I mean,
were
what
there
a
any
tragedy.
Signs?
You know,
like, yeah, what he had 56 wild animals.
Yeah, I mean... So what do you do then when you're the widow? Like, are you like, fuck you for letting all these fucking animals loose that then got who were like your kids who got shot?
I think you would probably feel that way.
Yeah.
Or what was the other one?
I mean, your husband just killed himself. So there's a point here that has to have, you know, there's like you have to feel weird and bad for him, right?
I would think you'd cycle through all the stages.
But mainly pissed for letting your 59 kids out and or 56 kids out and 48 of them are dead now, right?
Well, I would actually think that the loss of the husband, I would imagine what she's feeling is, what the fuck just happened? How did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did he do this?
Right.
That's what I would be feeling.
But
and
when your husband gets fired from the law firm and kills himself, You have a lot of mixed feelings there, but a lot of remorse for him.
Mm-hmm.
Him letting all your kids loose and then killing himself, I'd just be pissed.
Yeah, I wonder why he let them loose. Like, was that maybe it was a fuck you to her?
I don't know, but Brian, how many was heard echoing through the canyon before the gunshot?
A chorus rang out.
Yeah,
I like your idea too. That like, you're right. There's going to be some extended friends of the family who don't get word right away. You know what I'm saying? And like December rolls around, like, hey, honey, good news, Sheila and Dave Christmas.
Yeah, somebody's got to. There's got to be that poor fucking asshole. I mean, there is at every given time, no matter what. I mean, Brian, when you found out you had a brain tumor, there had to be one. Or two people that called the end were pissed off because they just lost a softball game
That's
or something, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's got to happen.
How long did you let them go on before making them feel like a jerk?
Several weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, call me back and tell me what else is bad about your life.
Yeah. Seriously. It's got to, yeah. Oh, the fucking Space Saver spare was flat, so I had to wait for AAA.
Sounds horrible.
And I know it's not a big deal, but I was in line at the grocery store forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, 10 items or less does not mean 12 items, bitch.
Tell me about it.
Just because two of them are the same thing doesn't mean they count as one.
Yeah. You get the chub pack of six yogurts all together. That's six items in my... I mean, at least I've not seen the rule book for the 10 items or less. But I feel like I missed that line.
Mm.
Does that still exist?
It
the
does.
10 items or less?
Now, see, sometimes it actually is 12 or 15 items or less.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's more often than not 12 or 15 items,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever pushed the limit?
No.
I'll count ahead of time, and then I'll get in line, and then I'll recount, just in case my counting was off.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, baby girl? You got another story there?
I sure do. Lindsay Lohan was scolded by a judge for violating the terms of her probation.
Doesn't she have to be sort of immune to being scolded by judges?
I would think, yes. I think she's built up that kind of immunity.
Yeah, like some guy who works with bees.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, right.
He ain't going into shock. A couple of bee stings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got it. I imagine if we were getting dressed down by Judge, our heart would be racing pretty good. She's like a cage fighter. You know what I mean? She's probably just standing there while he's yelling, like, when is this? I mean, she's spending more. In the last 5 years, she spent more time being yelled at by Judge than not being yelled at by Judge. Mm-hmm. Like, we just broke it down into minutes.
It makes her feel alive, probably.
Right.
It's what she's used to.
Like a city slicker that's in the country. It's like, I can't sleep without the sound of traffic.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do, but Judge isn't yelling at her.
Yeah. It's weird because they always start off with the... It's funny. It's always so formal. Like, every time a judge dresses you down, it would always start with Miss Lohan. It would never start off with Lindsay, but then then the threats would start coming
in. It really
wouldn't
start with Lilo.
What was she doing?
She was dismissed from...
Or was it just, it's been 3 months since he's been yelled at by a judge. She had to come in there and just get yelled at by a judge.
An alarm went off, yeah. She got a little, they got a little alert on her computer. Yeah.
Like some people do with their teeth cleaning.
Right.
Like, hey, it's been 6 months. Hey, it's been 6 months since a judge has yelled at you. Oh, wow, where's the time
she gets
gone?
A postcard in the mail and
with
it's
a gavel.
Smiley face on it.
Yeah.
Someone's overdue for yelling at dressing down.
I wonder if at the courtroom the restroom key is on a giant gavel.
It's the thing the gavel hits a pad, or has it got a cooler name?
Right.
You know, it's not mortar and dishy thingy. It's pestle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It must have a good...
Right. What, like a scabbard? What is the gavel scabbard called? It's not really a scabbard, but...
I need to know the name of that thing.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the reason that
I wonder if coasters fall in love with it. You know, like Pepe Le Pew would fall in love with that cat that got a white stripe on. Like, wow, that is one hell of a coaster. Talk about it. That coaster's on creatine, man. Look at that.
Solid oak.
Yeah. And I don't like the chicken shit. You know, they have a weird kind of ergonomic one where it's just sort of a piece of wood where the guy's just pop, pop, pop. You know, it's not the old school.
You grab with your whole hand, right?
Yeah, not for me.
Like a palm nailer.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Like a weird door knocker.
Yeah, for me, I get the only reason I wanted to be a judge is to have that.
What other
old
reason
school,
would there be?
Nothing else. The gavel is
they're calling it a sound block, according to Wikipedia.
Sound block?
You hit it against a sound block. That's what it says.
It needs a better name.
It's no pestle. Tell you that right now. Mortar's awesome. Too, right?
Have you ever used one, or do you own one? Because I was at a store, and I was looking at a bunch of different ones, and I was thinking, who needs this?
The mortar and the pestle?
Yeah, because I don't grind my own herbs.
We have one. When you get married and you register, you're going to register for a lot of shit you don't need.
Yeah.
Such as a mocajete, which is a mortar and pestle.
Yeah, you got to get... I can tell you right now, I'll bet you Kimmel has 9 of them lying around his house at some point.
They're good for serving guacamole. They look cool.
Yeah, I think you use them for, mashing up garlic or something. I'm trying to think. Look, there's nothing... If you have a cutting board and the butt end of a knife, you can get it. You can get it done. But there's something cool for when you pull out the thing that has its, sole purpose is to do, fill in the blank.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she was terminated from the downtown women's center after being late several times and not showing up for service. So Superior Court Judge Stephanie Sautner revoked her probation and set her bail at $100,000. And she ordered Lohan to complete 16 hours of work at the county morgue before her November 2nd hearing. But Lohan arrived late to her first day of service at the morgue and was turned away. She was told to arrive at 8 a.m. for orientation. Her spokesman said she didn't know which entrance to report to, and there was confusion caused by the media who was waiting for her arrival.
You always go back to her. When in doubt at the morgue, number one. Number two, I feel like if there was a place you could be late, the morgue would be the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a lot of unsatisfied customers. Hey, what's up? Well, the corpse in box 7 is really, don't even talk to him because he's pissed. I mean, that is the one, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's the one place you could be late.
Yeah.
So sue me. Like,
there's some orientation though. Now, what would that involve? And that has live people.
Yeah.
And dead ones, probably.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you're applying toe tags. I don't know. The one good thing about working at the morgue is you could legitimately use that bring a body bag thing that I always loved. It was inserted into every 80s movie. At some point, every hackneyed Hollywood writer heard, at some point in 1984, someone heard the term body bag. They got body bags? Yeah, it's a bag you put the body in. Ooh, that's good. Bring a sack to put that fella in has now been replaced to. You better have enough body bags, huh? Actually, we're lousy with body bags, so we're covered. They never get that answer either. All right. I'll tell you who's no corpse.
Who?
Jonah Hill. Oh. Yeah. He does the voice along with French Stewart, who, by the way, I love that guy, and Will Forte and a bunch of other celebrities. Alan Gregory, it's Fox's new show. I'm excited about this. Fox, I was looking at these animatics, as they call them, like the 10-minute version of the show. Mm-hmm. Like it's the thing I've always said is, why are you paying $2.5 million for a pilot that's never going to see the light of day? Why don't you pay a few hundred grand, do a 10-minute version, and either you're smiling at the end of the 10 minutes or you ain't. And if you ain't smiling, you ain't getting on the air. I was smiling in a big way when I saw this of the animatic of Alan Gregory. Jonah Hill, I don't know if he conceptualized this thing. I know it's his project. I know he's doing the voice. I don't know if he wrote the whole thing or he just collaborated with guys. But anyway, funny as shit, this show, and it's new, coming to Fox this Sunday, October 30th, 8:30, 7:30 Central, and it's no stinker. It is solid as damn Sears. Yes.
The guy in the blue suit looks just like me.
Yeah, let me see.
He does.
That's great.
Yeah, Alan Gregory's got a couple of semi-gay dads raising him, and one modeled after our own Brian. Funny show. Funny and very, very Fox-esque. And one of the executive producers is from The Family Guy, and Jonah Hill's another. And just the voice is funny, the character's funny, concept funny. Check it out. Season premiere Sunday, October 30th. That is this Sunday, 8:30, 7:30 Central. Fox's newest animation brought right to your television set. Alan Gregory. All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this.
All right, that was Adam Carolla Show 683 from October 24th, 2011. And now coming up for the final clip today, we have Adam Carolla Show Episode 689 featuring David Alan Greer, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop, Dag in studio up top from November 4th, 2011. Hope you guys enjoy.
Get it on and welcome for the trifecta of Daggeroni.
Oh, wait, I was bad. Dude.
And welcome back, Daggeroni.
That was better.
Today, new improved website, totally redesigned, amcarolla.com with our new app. The app's available today. iPhone, iPad, Android devices, completely free, of course. Just click the links on our site. And go to the App Store or Android Marketplace.
You said Android.
Android. I was thinking of the tennis player. Just download.
You said Android.
Then rate and review it. Please rate and review it. I think that helps us a ton.
I'll rate and review your pronunciation. It's really Brianne. He said Android.
All right, Dick. Here's what I think you're going to like.
Sorry.
All right. There'll be no plugs if you keep up with that bullshit. Okay. Number one. Number two, we were talking off the air about our daughters.
No, we weren't.
And I was explaining that my daughter was a pain in the ass.
Well, you said she was kind of not into you for a while.
She's not into me. She was realizing that she could get attention from being mean to daddy.
Wow.
Daddy, stop talking.
Wow.
Meaning, if you say
does your wife talk to you like that?
If you say,
daddy, stop talking.
No, really, does your wife
that
say
was
that?
My wife. She was horribly molested as a 3-year-old.
No, but does
Dada,
your
stop talking.
Someone has to be saying that.
No. Well, my wife does the papeep, 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 meaning stop talking, and she's picked
papeep,
it up.
Papeep, papeep, papeep.
Oh, well, there it is. Yeah, and she's figured out that it's more fun, and women have this gene, women and everyone who lives in the Middle East, where you go, I'd like to give you this car for free, and they go, not so fast.
Ah,
and you go, okay. What? I just want to give you a car. You do, don't you? Right. Let me think about that. And then they start fucking with you. It's that sort of thing where it's like decent people, normal people. If you're dragging a sofa out to the curb and you're about to go in and call large item pickup, a normal decent person, if somebody comes by and says, "Hey man, I just got an apartment down the street. Are you throwing away that sofa? Because I'll take it with me." They go, "Sure, take it. I won't have to call large item pickup, and you can get rid of it now."
And you're saying the camel jockeys won't do that?
I'm saying...
No, he's saying the bitches won't.
I'm saying the bitches...
Hey,
I'm saying the bitches... We call them, we go with the sand N-word sorry. Around here, by the way. We believe camel jocks a little offended.
Why is everyone...
The point is lots of bitches, and some of the folks in the Middle East...
Sand Negroes?
They do the not so fast.
Not so fast.
I was taking that out to have it reupholstered, but I could sell it to you. And because you've showed some interest, and now they got you. Now, my son would go, "Oh, you want the sofa? Good. I'm throwing it away. Take it."
Yes.
But not my daughter. She'd be like, "Oh, you want what? Oh, no. I was just airing it out."
Pity the men.
There's a lot of change in them cushions. Yes. So they know what you want. And when she knows daddy wants something, then she has a little fun with daddy. Although I got the frantic call from my wife on the drive-in, and it said... Natalia locked both doors of the upstairs bathroom and locked us both out, and I don't know how to get in. I mean, that's the kind of stuff she likes to do.
You don't have a, you know,
If I were there, I would pick the lock or whatever. I don't know how to talk my wife through it. The point is it's one of those sort of, I don't know, Jack and Jill bathrooms where there's the one door on one side and the one door on the other. By the way, funnier than Sandler's movie. Just a sink and toilet in the bathroom. Actually funnier than the actual Jack and Jill.
I locked myself out at 11 o'clock at night. All I had on is my Calvin Klein's. No socks, no shirt, no nothing. And rather than go to my next door neighbor in the hills.
Right, it's weird. Black guy in his underpants. You'd get shot.
I could access my garage. So I was in my garage with my toolbox. Yeah. I broke back into my house and it cost me a good $2,000. I mean, the door.
Lucky you didn't get arrested.
I had to bang. Well, because the garage door is enclosed.
Right.
So I could just have at it.
Yeah.
I climbed up everything. Every window and door was locked. So I ended up banging and the guy was like, "Damn! Who did this?" I was like, "Me." Yeah, so it cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, anyway, she locked. This is what she likes to do. She likes to lock one door and then lock the other and then slam it shut and then announce we're locked. That's Sonny.
Does she do it purposefully?
She knows. Yeah. She knows. Tell her not to do something. She does it.
Oh, boy. That's trouble. Baby.
And Sonny, don't roll that way. But to answer the question, which when did she warm back up to me?
I'm sorry.
She had a cold streak from about 2.5 or 3 to about 4.5. Ooh. In the last 6 months, she's warmed up a little.
Is she cool? Have you talked to her? And she's like, "Yeah, I was really fucked up to daddy."
She's, she still wipes off the kisses.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
Does she make a big production of it, though? Like,
she'll make sure that I see her, you know, wipe it off and then sort of, you know, throw it out.
My daughter's into me because, you know. I'm not there. That's
right,
why.
Right.
But I told her, I said, because me and her mom split up.
Good strategy.
So it wasn't a strategy.
Oh,
it was bad.
See.
But right. I was talking to her the other day. I was like, she goes, "Are you here?" And I go, "Yeah, but I'm going back to New York." And her face dropped, and she walked away, and I was in like free fall. "But I'll buy you a pony. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you a gold tip crayon set." And I just was like, she was like, "You."
Well. Baldwin said the other day.
What did he say? I think you told me. He said to his daughter, "You are a rude little pig."
"What's up, Adam? How you doing, buddy?"
"Hey, Alan.
Coffee's for closers only."
It is. "It's for..." Can you hold on to this for a minute?
"You are a pig! And your mother, too!"
"Go ahead, my daughter's..."
I never faulted the man for teeing off.
Me neither.
I wish more dads would tee off on their kids, honestly.
Neither. She's grown. You didn't get her side.
I was pissed off.
"You know what, Daddy? You have a small cock. And another thing, I hate your fucking movies. Now, what are you going to say now?" You didn't hear that.
"Takes brass balls to sell real estate."
He said you basically got them from about 0 to 12. Enjoy, because after that, they're out. They're with their friends, and they're gone.
0 to 10.
Oh, was it 0 to 10?
Yeah.
I think as a dad, I tacked on a couple more years.
Yeah.
I heard eight. Like, I have a friend who has an 8-year-old and, like, a 5-year-old. The 5-year-old is like, "Daddy's the funniest thing in the world." The 8-year-old is like, "Just don't look at me, don't touch me, and just be normal."
Yeah, and pick me up down the street.
Yeah.
So, my, anyway, the daughter's back, and we'll see. Okay. You know, we'll see how long it lasts. For right. Son, just a big ball of happy goo.
Well, that's it. That's who your money is.
That's all.
Or as Alec Baldwin would say, you're not going to find a rude little pig in that one.
Never fault.
He's
the
one
man.
Of our tribe.
Also, had this thought today. You know, I was thinking about dudes. I was earlier in the week. I was doing some Playboy Radio morning show. And I sort of stumbled onto this, which is a lot of my assistant Jay, who's like 29, has a beard. A lot of 26-year-old dudes with full beards.
Mm-hmm. Lots Gary of, came back with a beard.
Yeah, a lot of dudes, young dudes, walk around with beards. You know, well, when I was 25.
Right, why do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I got a theory here.
Okay.
But first off, dig this, Dag.
Did you just say dig this?
Dig this, Dag.
Ooh. Hit me with a daddy-o.
Pick up on this, Dag.
All right on.
As a kid, did you ever think there'd be a bunch of adult males with beards playing video games?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. I
know, but did you
shit.
Ever think there would
nah,
be
I'm going a different
right.
bunch of dudes
no, you'd think
with
they'd be
beards
coaching
playing
soccer teams
or drinking or throwing duffel bags over their shoulders,
right,
and
carrying ladders,
slapping
cool
on
guys
cologne.
With beards? I mean,
I'm saying the notion when I was nine of dudes with beards, groups of dudes, lots of dudes
right.
with beards playing video games would have been unthinkable. Like, are those guys, will be, they'll be drinking scotch, they'll be beating up their friends,
right.
they'll be doing deals in a boardroom
no, but
while
I'm
smoking.
Whereas video games
Zach
should be the province of soft-faced people.
Zach Galifianakis, full beard. Who's that dude on San Francisco? I'm going Black Ops!
Yeah.
Pitcher, relief
yeah.
pitcher. Wow. He's cool.
Yeah,
Ryan Wilson.
The unit
yeah, with
or
the,
whatever
with the,
his name
with the mohawk.
Yeah.
Or, and,
what's
yeah,
his name? The Wild Man or whatever.
That's the
Ryan
new Wilson. Look of the beard.
Yeah, but what's his nickname is
his name is Sparky
the Wild
Black
Man
Ops.
Or something, whatever it is.
Rude little pig.
I'm just saying, as a young child,
no,
when a dude
it,
was
the beard
an adult,
has taken a turn.
The beard has taken a
right
turn,
there.
And
that's
not,
the new look, bro.
Not for the better. I'm just saying,
mm-mm.
beard
what
in video
think?
Games, a weird combination
it is
to me.
A weird combination.
What are you thinking right here, bro? Right
I'm seeing dudes with beards playing video games all
they
day,
look
and
like
it's
him.
Freaking me out.
Right.
I don't like it.
That's your
have
go-to
video
subject
games
for today.
Become beards? Cooler. Or have beards become nerdier?
Beards have become younger, and they then have. Also, my beard theory is, guys shave their chests, they pluck their eyebrows, they spray on tan, they can't change a flat, they can't gap
Bring
any
it.
Spark plugs,
Bring
they can't
home.
Do the stuff that dudes did do, but Bring the beard home. Is overcompensation
yes.
for that. It's like,
Hold
I'm
on.
A world-class
let's
pussy,
tap the cups on
but
that
I got
one,
a
baby.
Beard. Am I
Woo!
Right?
There,
now
we're talking,
feeling, brother.
Baby.
Am I
now
right?
Now we're fueling the fucking roadster with race fuel. Now you're
That's
putting
right.
slicks on the back of the bike.
Huh?
Now
what?
You...
Oh, you're out of steam. Point is this. I'm a puss.
My third show, I don't have anything.
I can't defend myself. I can't right. change a spare tire. I right. can't gap any points or plugs. I can't work on a car. I can't swing a hammer. I can't right. do shit, but I got a beard.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it's all
that's,
good.
That's saying something.
I've made myself into a
do
man.
Women, do women like full beards? I mean, do you like them?
I think they're okay. I prefer... A beard to just
Please
some stubble.
The question.
I'm sorry.
To
Go
just
ahead.
Like scratchy
What's
stubble.
That?
You
what?
Know,
yeah.
I was having trouble
now,
sleeping
what
the
about
other night.
What about a goatee? What about a goatee?
As long as it's not expertly sculpted, so that there's some kind of geometric shape. You know, I was
Isn't
having trouble
when
sleeping.
When they have diamonds,
yes,
don't
it's
stop.
Terrible.
It's still,
I was having trouble
good.
Sleeping the other night because there were people outside my window yelling, and I thought, and I almost tweeted this. I almost tweeted, "It's like Dag is out. There's a bunch of Dags outside my window.
Hold on, Dag
only
fell
not
asleep.
Funny."
He hit his eye on the microphone. Dag, watch out. Sorry. Go ahead.
Ah, oh, that one hurt.
Oh, you.
I was going to tweet that it sounded like a bunch of Dags outside my window. Not the snoring, but the wah! How do you do that? I want to do that.
Just many years of practice. But let me ask you something. A full beard going down in the canyon. Is that good? Is that sexy stuff to you?
I'd rather it weren't there.
Okay. I'm mm-hmm. saying on him.
I know what you're saying.
Because there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of the pizza left in the beard there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No? Right. That's mm-hmm. not sexy times?
Oh, no? Like if I'm like...
Postcoital, let's give me a hug. I got to whisper after
kissing all of you. I want to tell you.
Well, there has to be this, Dag.
Not judging from the face, she didn't like it.
Dag, you know, it's not like me to get graphic, but a guy who's really going to town on a gal with a full beard is going to absorb some essence.
Yeah,
I think that's
what I'm getting.
And when he comes up top for a little smoocheroo, yeah, you're going to get a shot of your own essence.
But to me, it's you. Like, if you gross you out, I shouldn't be down there.
Well, I'm not saying you gross you out, and usually if the guy will kiss you, then you're like, that's a little bit of me too. Mm-hmm. But you don't need it in like, it'd be like making out with a sponge soaked with you if he has a full beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's actually a good excuse to get out of oral.
I got a better excuse. I heard it on the radio. Mm. Eating pussy causes throat cancer. So there's nothing better than that.
That's good.
I swear to God, I was like, really? Really? They said, yes. We had it was on NPR. They had a rash, an uptick in throat cancer from...
Was that a hip-hop station?
No. Mm. You know this NPR. Oh. Hip-hop station be like, we're fine because we don't do it anyway. Hey, now, high five.
Wow.
Woo! Hi, baby. No, but seriously, it was a long conversation about HPV and all that and cancer. Like, that men, no, they are at risk. For a long time, Dr. Drew, we all thought, you know, it was just the girls. No, it's guys, too. Oral sex.
Is that why you have to call Dr. Drew? Because you said earlier you have to.
You know what? If you want to, should I put all your shit out there, too?
You got to get that.
You just watch it, baby.
You got to get that embroidered and put it over your bed. Be nice.
Right.
Or make a little throw pillow out of it. But
there you go.
I'm wondering...
What?
If a dude, like, I'd like to do a little survey, like the dudes with the full-blown beards, when it comes time to the sexing, if there's less oral, like, meaning the guy with the full-blown beard starts sliding down there and the chick goes, let's just do it.
You
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I bet you they get out of it at least 30, I mean, don't get to enjoy it at least 30% of the time.
Do you have female friends that are into it?
Less than a non-bearded dude.
No, I've never had a conversation with other women that has involved, oh my God, what a hot full beard he has.
Mm-hmm.
Or last night, Jimmy Beard Guy went down on me again. Mm-hmm. And again, he was drenched with all my loveliness. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to deep tongue kiss me right after I came like a shot.
Yeah.
I've never had that one.
Hey, gals. Jimmy Beard Guy was deep throating my asshole. Then I coughed, and he deep tongue kissed me right after. I came like a shot.
All right, let's get back to our daughters.
Okay, guys, Jimmy Beard Guy was just knobbing my clit. Ought to be damned. I came like a shot, then he deep tongue kissed me.
Not even that one.
No.
You're getting so uncomfortable. You're like, no. Did I Herman Cain you? Is that kind of
uncomfortable? No, it's okay. I'm just thinking, I don't know if I'm more amused by the notion that my friends and I date Jimmy Beard Guy or that any of us come like a shot. That's not how women are.
Don't you think?
Some women. Dag. Some women.
Mm.
Don't you think the brother should get a little bit of a cultural pass when it comes to the sexual harassment?
No.
I think they're wired.
I don't think that's racist, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's just men. It's dudes. Okay, you're a woman.
Thank you.
Have only black dudes been, hey, girl, I want to tap that ass. What'd I say? I mean,
if it sounded like that, I feel like that would have been a black guy.
But. I know, but then followed by, look, can I see you in my office, Marcia?
Like, that's my boss.
Yeah, that's the shit that makes it fucked up.
I'm just saying.
You had more black dudes as opposed to Filipinos that were really, you know, in a work situation that they were harassed?
No.
I don't think I've ever been harassed in a work situation.
I think their sexual motors run at a few more RPMs than the honky, than the blue-eyed devil. And thus, I cut them some slack.
What year is this?
That's the way
I
work.
Is this the 1963?
That's why Roethlisberger surprised us so much.
Not really, man. Roethlisberger, ooh.
Yeah.
But again, it's like they didn't indict him.
Right.
He was accused of a crime. But if the allegations were so horrible and foul, I never heard of you being fired for allegations. It's either
how
you were charged with something or not. Not, dude, Doug was at the party and Adam shit was out of line.
How about the story from about 3 or 4 days ago, maybe this time last week, that teacher that had been indicted and having sex with like
female
five
teacher.
Female teachers.
Yes.
And There's some point, there's a couple of points. It was about a week ago. I don't know, dudes from the football team or 16-year-old dudes coming over to her house. Then she'd give them some booze, and then they
fuck the shit
fuck
out of
the shit out of her.
She didn't look that cute, though. She looked a little...
She was listen, when you're 16 and you have a boner constantly and know where to put it, that wouldn't be half
what
bad
about
garage.
What about the reprimand? The reprimand, we talked to Mrs. Kingsley. We took her library card. She has to leave every day at 12, and we took the lock off of her door.
The greatest part, and oh, God, is the dad of one of the sons that was fucking the teacher. And he's up there with this teary-eyed thing in court, and he's like, Matt was having trouble at home. Matt was moody, and he almost didn't go to college. And I thought, fuck, first off, almost didn't go to college. Cry me a fucking river, old man. Like, I never went to college. No one I knew went to college. But almost didn't go to college is like saying I was almost hit by a streetcar, which is, we're all sort of technically almost hit by a streetcar. You're either hit or you're not hit. He also, because he was balls deep in a pretty good looking 37-year-old when he was 17.
Sideways!
And he was like, and here's, I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. All I would do if I was defending her would be I'd throw one of those guys on the stand and I'd say, true or false?
Whoa!
Those did eyes. You ever beat off to my client after you got home? Yes. Yeah. Then there's no crime.
Case closed.
Because there's nothing, you cannot be a victim if you beat off to the crime.
But here's the deal. If it was a guy, go look online.
I want to see how much time she got.
Well,
I want to see how
compare
old
it
those dudes
to compare
were.
It to a male teacher who's been accused or is guilty of the same thing. They put them under the jail.
Oh, of
then you
course.
Put black on that. Oh. Then put comic on that. Stress my case. I rest my case. Now. No, there's no jokes
I'm
there,
saying,
Allison.
She was a good, solid...
Black people like to clap when they argue. Allison, Adam Rowland, I'm talking to you. Not said.
She's like, a good, whoa. Solid 7.5. Wow. You know, she wasn't bad looking.
Yeah, but those big fucking saucer eyes?
Hey.
Those are scary.
I don't care. When you're 16...
With a full beard going down on
I'm
her?
I'm going through my roster of teachers at North Hollywood High. Mm-hmm. She would have been in the upper percentile. There's no doubt. She's a lot hotter than Mr. Spaeth. He was in his 80s. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have one. There was one teacher maybe in my entire... Yeah, this is fucking bullshit. She's out on bail. Where is the charge of rape?
15-year-old.
When a woman... That is rape. When a dude does it, it's rape. When a female teacher does it, it's dating out of your age range.
Wait, but you really feel like she should be charged with rape for this? Because
well,
I feel
you're
like...
Bad. If she were a man, she'd be charged with rape.
Right.
That's the definition of rape. Well, a 36-year-old dude who fucks a 15-year-old, that's statutory rape. Mm-hmm. Look at me! Hold on, Adam!
Okay.
Whoa,
no, really, that's
gag. Wait a minute, Adam Corolla.
Let me say this.
I want to clap too.
You have to clap and talk
in the like
I can't
it's,
do both.
It's like indicting a throw pillow because a dog fucked it. Wow. The dog has to fuck
you play the
pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you fuck somebody?
Right.
Nobody can force me
to
fuck them.
Alice, you just said that's not. What do you call it?
Best 4 years for the
No, be serious. Be serious. You know what? Sometimes, hold on, Allison. Excuse me, Brian. Excuse me. Sorry, bro. Guys in the control room. Sorry, bro. Allison. No, really. Seriously, guys. Excuse me, guys. Really. Seriously, Allison. Really. Seriously. Seriously, really. I'm serious now.
No, I am too.
I'm serious.
I'm listening.
What do
I'm
you
with
call
you.
That? What do you call that?
I call that.
No, be serious. Not funny, lady.
Oh, don't worry about that.
That was cold.
Good one, Adam.
That was cold.
What do I call that? I guess that's statutory rape.
I'm just saying, that's what it is on the books, but they don't even put the word in there when it's another hot teacher graces a male student with her pussy.
Yeah, because it's not the same thing.
Right.
Yeah,
but ask Dr. Drew. Some of these young men are very damaged.
Is that true?
He almost didn't go to college.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he does go to college, how long before he tells his dorm mate, I used to fuck my teacher? 0.3 seconds?
Remember
Are they still unpacking?
Remember when Pacey was sleeping with his teacher on Dawson's Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Great plot line.
Has Let's the futon been fully unfolded before he breaks into that store? And you want to talk about momentum and confidence. Daggeroni, back me up on this. As far as dudes and getting laid, so much of it is just confidence and momentum.
Hey, Miss McGillicuddy.
Can you look at my jock strap?
Yeah, after you're done fucking Lucille Ball, you definitely could go to college. That guy's going to hit college with a lot of positive
pipe,
ball sack momentum.
Pipe, baby.
He's probably going to fuck his RA in the dorm, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Miss RA lady, would you take a look at my jock strap and tell me what
I've been locked out of my pants.
It's going to be confusing because he's going to be speaking to his counselor going, I don't get it. Why aren't you blowing me? And they're like, we want to talk about your schedule.
I'll tell you what's rape is any one of our teachers in middle school or high school, female, that made us fuck them. We would be in the news crying like, oh my God. Because these are old.
Mrs. Wolk.
Portly.
Oh, yeah.
Man, fucking auntie men.
Mm.
Not cool.
Scary. All right. You got, by the way, David Allen Greer going to be tonight.
That's right.
At Cobb's in San Francisco.
Damn, sure I am. I like San Francisco.
Beautiful. Beautiful. He's going to hop a flight and get out to San Francisco. Yeah. November 18th through the 19th.
Absolutely.
At Wise Guys in West Valley City.
Well, when you think Utah, what do you think? Gangsters, man.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got himself a food blog that people seem to really like.
Chocolate Glutton.
Yeah.
I just made my daughter little meatballs. My little homemade meatballs.
Can I ask Dad a career question?
Sure.
What's up with the, I just heard about the Living Color coming back. Are you involved in that at all? Are you going to be on it?
I don't think so. I imagine at some point, but you know, people on Twitter were like going, you know, because I tweeted, oh shit, they getting the band back together. Mm-hmm. I don't really think it's Fox's plan to get, you know, guys from 25 years ago to reprise the show. But I also think the only way to do it is you got to have new cast. You got to have young people now, young writers. If it comes up, you know, that I would do something at some level, it would be fun. It would be fun. But no, it's never.
You should be a consulting something.
You should reprise some of
your
characters.
Oh, no. I don't
really?
No,
even
I would
the
do
singer,
new shit.
The blind singer?
No, I would do new shit.
I love the game movie critic.
Yeah. You can't do it today.
Can't do the game movie critic?
No, they have me hacked up, man. They have me jacked up like Tracy Morgan.
Really? Can't do it?
You can't. I don't think you could get away with it now.
I don't know.
All of the stuff is the race. I want to just be the dude in the corner going, hey, man, let me ask you something. You think that's funny? All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the contrary old bitter guy.
Get $5,000 a week.
Hey, man, you know, I did a podcast like, you know, about 20 years ago.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
All my hair.
Look at him. Yeah.
Allison, where were you brought up, raised, or whatever?
Orange County.
Why do you wear black? She's an all black.
I don't always wear all black. I just often wear all black.
You are on fire today. You're so passionate.
Thank you.
I don't always wear black.
Hey, let me tell you about one of our sponsors here. Dag, stay awake. Discount in America's Tire. Winter tires. That doesn't bore you, does it, Dag?
It does not. Never snore. Mm.
It's time again. It's old Jack Frost is out there.
He's nipping at your nose.
That's right.
Your tail.
The Discount Tire and America's Tire have winter tires in stock. And winter tires, not just for snow. They grip the road better than all-season tires and weather conditions, 45 degrees and below. And that's most of the country. Let's be safe, folks. You got kiddies in your car. Dag, nothing funny about that. You got kids in your car. Dag wants to know if the all-season tires come in a 27 size so I can put them on his stuff.
They got a 22s, dookie doos, baby. Woo, my doos.
Yes, winter tires. Be safe. Drive with confidence all winter long. Get your winter tires today. Discount Tire and America's Tire. Go to discounttire.com, americastire.com. That's where I get all my race tires, by the way. They order them for me. Good folks over there. All right. Allison Rosen?
Yes.
You got some news,
baby
girl?
I sure
do. Live from the International News Center, next to Donnie's Mini Bikes, this is the news with Allison Rosen.
Rick Perry made a speech in New Hampshire, which has a lot of people wondering if he was drunk or what was going on.
Can you play his speech?
Yes, we can. Watch the video.
Get your fucking hands off me. Stop it!
Well, we're going to see the video and hear clips from his speech where he was altered or just having a good time. Okay.
Going to play it, brother.
Yeah. Gold is good.
Yeah, he's fine.
If you've got any in the backyard, because, you know, if they print any more money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good.
He's fucked up. Oh, shit.
Nice cut, balance, and growth.
what the fuck is going on with the Republican candidates?
Mm. Yeah, really.
It's pretty simple, actually.
I think he was advised to do this.
Or you can stay in the old system that's out there. And then, Senator, you know, the ones that want to stay in the old system, pay the lawyers,
so
pay
people who are just listening, it's not just his voice, it's also the way he's gesturing.
Yeah.
You know who he's
20%
like?
20% flat tax, put it on there, take your deductions off, send it in. Even Tim Geithner can get his taxes in
a little
on time with this, I'm telling
you. He's a little over the top.
That little plan that I just shared with you doesn't force the Granite State to expand your tax.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's on something.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what he means.
But wait, pause it for a second.
I think he was advised to do this.
You know what happens every once in a while? It happens at some of those award shows, like... not the People's Choice, but the Golden Globes, where people sit around for 3 hours drinking, and then all of a sudden they end up on stage. You see the best
real
man
life,
speech.
Yeah, real life happens is what fucking happens.
I've had it happen to me a few times where you're at a place where you're like, all right, I'm just going to have one glass of wine because I don't want to. And the next thing you know, you have nine glasses of wine, and then someone tells you, oh, it's time to get up and do your thing, but you've been sitting in this environment.
Right.
Was he there all day?
Well,
was this a dinner or something? And then he went up on stage, or did he just show up? Because if he just showed up, that's scary.
No, the host of the event said that he was sitting with him for a while prior to him going on stage and that he was just drinking water. I can tell you unequivocally he wasn't drinking at the event and he hadn't been drinking prior to the event, said Kevin Smith, executive director of conservative group Cornerstone Action, which organized the event. I was sitting with him and I found
that's
him to be very engaging with all the people he was talking with. He was very articulate. Apparently he drank only water.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
that
people in the audience thought he hit it out of the park, but the people who've been, I don't know how they measure that, but people who've been watching it don't think so.
He looks high, doesn't he?
I mean, he seems messed up. And Rachel Maddow said, I would argue that Rick Perry can really no longer be considered a serious contender for president after this. Once you see this tape, you'll never look at this guy the same way again.
I like Rachel Maddow. She is smart, but I would not like to be in a domestic dispute with her. I'm not winning any points.
I will
guarantee you. There's no way you can possibly be right on this argument.
If Anderson Cooper were into chicks,
and if she rode dick,
he would look like?
If they got together, man, that would be like a super white.
I'm telling
white
you, Rachel Maddow looks just like Anderson Cooper's sister with a wig. She's like, if you put that hair, I'm telling you, you put the hair of Anderson Cooper on Rachel Maddow. You have to figure that out. Somebody put Anderson Cooper. You got to take her glasses off.
There are pictures
off,
where
too.
I've seen Rachel Maddow look remarkably like Greg Gutfeld.
Who's
from Red Eye?
Yes.
Gutfeld. He looks like one of the what's that?
Because
like the Rowdy
glasses.
Boys or some shit.
It's just the glass. You can't count the glasses.
Okay.
Who?
Let's go back to your
looks like one of the Dead End Kids. He looks like one of the little rascals. Yeah. Yeah, because his ears are all drooping as that pug nose, and that's what he looks like.
All right, find a Cooper and a Maddow thing, and let's see if we can get it. And by the way, if somebody shows me a picture of one of them in a Cub Scout outfit from 1971, I'm going to throw my shoe at you. Because that's what they do every single time.
Don't do that, because in Arabia, throwing your shoe is very offensive.
I know.
Just want to tell you that.
Bush looked sharp, though, when he dodged that
he
sandal.
Did,
coming
man.
At
he
did,
man. He had reflexes and shit. He was like, boom. That was on point.
You chuck your shoe. That's right up there with.
And this thing came like,
wow. I know. That's right up there with being at the ballpark and chucking one of your $11 beers at the guys running off. Who's the joke really on? Aren't you the guy without the beer now?
Yeah.
You're the guy with one sandal?
Yeah, but over there, man, in Iraq, that is the highest offense, to throw your shoes at someone.
I know.
You know, that he knew. He was playing to the home crowd.
Think about countries that have that pecking order of highest offense.
Right.
Like when they go, you lay down with dogs, you know, and it's like.
You didn't burp after dinner.
Yeah, think about us. We don't really have highly offensive, which is a good thing.
Right.
It means your country's a piece of shit if you have All right, now do you have to find a picture where she's completely dolled up? I want a picture. I want a not. They could be the same person, right?
Yes.
They got the same nose.
They do.
They have the same chin. The mouth's same.
They might have the same eyes even.
Same hair.
All right, now I need her in a less dolled up look, and we'll swap the hair, and you'll have the same human being.
Okay.
I think you might have. This is boring, Dad.
I talked.
I'm sorry. I'm saying you want to live in a country which, A, doesn't drag people through the streets after they kill them, and B, does not have any, there's no, they're not highly offended. There's nothing you can do that's, a, you know, considered a huge slap in the face.
What is our version of shoe throwing?
We don't have anything.
Fuck you!
That's
yeah.
what our
version
is. Yeah. Yeah, it's cunt. Yeah.
You're a fucking cunt!
Also, I love it when a white trash chick goes off. I saw it at a softball game once many years ago. They'll start off, and they do this when they get into that gender thing where the chick is like, fuck you, dude. You know what? You can blow it out your ass, motherfucker. Suck my cock. Yeah, right. It's like at a certain point, everyone just starts laughing because she just said, suck
my
cock.
Yeah, but my reason why you said this because you don't have a cock. You have a vagina, and I'm a man. I have a cock, and it's better than you.
She yelled, suck my cock at a bunch of guys.
There's something awesome about a chick yelling, suck my dick.
I grew up in Detroit, and I was at a concert one time. This dude was like wandering through the crowd. He drops his drink on the dude's lap, and all you heard is, thanks a lot! Fuckwad! Back in 1971, fuckwad was just like, it's going out of vogue, but a wad of fuck.
Yeah, what is a fuckwad?
I don't know, but I like it. And I like awesome. The male equivalent to that is when he calls the chick dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't even know what you're saying, okay, dude? Right. Like, stop calling that chick dude. Weird.
Yeah.
Right. You shouldn't be calling guys dude.
But it's Chaz Bono doesn't say suck my dick.
That's confusing now.
Herman Cain's top aide accused Rick Perry's camp of leaking stories to the media about sexual harassment allegations from the 90s that have rocked the former pizza company executive's presidential campaign.
This shit is through, man.
Mark Block, chief of staff to Cain's campaign, said in an exclusive interview, the actions of the Perry campaign are despicable.
What if we put two black guys in the office at once?
Black-on-black election, I can't wait.
That would be awesome.
Their debate would be, man, fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker. You don't know me. Well, what you want to do, man? What you want to Obama? Obama?
That'd be great if it just regressed immediately to street talk.
Man, I would like to, you know, motherfucker, you, man, woo!
And I'd be the moderator, and it'd be like, we're talking about the Middle East policy.
right.
Can we get
this
back
motherfucker
to
over here, man.
President Obama, this one is for you. NAFTA. Kiss failure, or has it been working?
Kiss my ass.
All right. Wait, what's the other guy's name?
All right.
Mr.
Cain.
Herman Cain. Let's talk about OPEC nations. Would you break up that conglomeration?
Yeah, with my dick. And okay, we're going to take some questions from the audience.
We're now going this coming via Twitter. This is for both of you.
Both of y'all motherfuckers.
They'd like to know that if you do you think that colleges are too expensive right now
and
that Herman Cain and that student loan percentages are too high.
I ain't answering this bullshit.
Join us next week, Thursday.
Well, that's about all we have time for. And again,
very informative.
Very informative. Where you from? Where you from, motherfucker? Ask me where I'm from. Fuck you.
That's all for the presidential debates. This has been brought to you by Colt 45.
That's very racist. Herman Cain, I'm not voting for him and shit, but the first allegation, sexual, I was like, yeah, big deal, whatever. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they have a third woman?
Yeah, a third woman has now come forward and said that she thought of bringing charges as well around the same time as these other two.
But she didn't.
Yeah, you can think about it.
It's not like almost
going to college. I'm thinking about it right now.
But she didn't.
Suggesting there's a number of women.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, two things. Heterosexual, B, testosterone.
Thank you. Finally, a presidential candidate who likes pussy.
What did the left do with Clinton?
I guess it's against the law.
You know? They're like, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? What's that have to do with running the country?
It does.
I want a guy who likes pussy up there.
Thank you.
I like that. I don't want Jimmy Carter. I don't want Melba Toast.
Or Hillary Clinton. Suck my dick. That's what I say to the Palestinian leaders.
Here's my problem with Kane, outside of the allegations. It's the way he's handling it now.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
He couldn't seem more guilty with the way he's dodging questions and being evasive and weird. Oh, you're going to be him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Were you aware of these allegations?
I don't know. You know?
Now, in the 12 hours that you gave interviews, your answer seemed to change quite a bit.
Well, maybe not. Nine. He goes, I don't know. Did she get paid a lot? Oh, what not? Maybe it was 3 months or, I really don't know.
I mean, yeah, he was in the dark. His shit was like, not cool. Not presidential.
No.
You don't want that dude negotiating with... Right. Is it China? Are you from China or Korea? I can't tell. Okay, well, look. We want oil for a year, 3 years. I don't know.
You want somebody who knows their shit,
right?
Yeah.
And so now his side is saying that Rick Perry leaked this. Mm-hmm. And then Rick Perry's... Well,
Rick Perry's comeback was very rare. I mean, he said, right, like I sent the message from Niggerhead. And I was like, wow, that's not cool. That's
Rick
not
Perry's cool. The dude from Journey?
Well, he was the drunk guy who was just talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So Mark Block, chief of staff to Kane's campaign, said the actions of the Perry campaign are despicable. Rick Perry and his campaign owe Herman Kane and his family an apology. Mm.
That is so lame.
I got to check out his old lady. That's
Gloria?
Yeah.
She comes up to about here.
I need, I got it. I need to kick her shins and figure out what's going on with her. I'll be able to figure out what kind of dude he is.
Who are you talking about, Rick Perry or
Kane? They've been together for how long? They're like 40 years,
43
right?
43 years.
All right. See what she's like. See what she's into.
My thing about... Mm-hmm. Who leaked? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Mitt Romney. I just assumed, because he's the front runner.
Well, no, then Perry campaign is saying maybe it was Romney, because both Rick Perry and Mitt Romney's campaign have people that used to be on the work with Kane.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool if it was Obama? All denying it. If President Obama's the one, he's like sending them texts like, I told you I was going to get your ass, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's true, who cares who leaked it? If you smear lies, that's one thing. Even if this is true.
You know what? No. I am getting an erection. Say that
again.
Here's
what I can't...
If you smear lies with the paintbrush of freedom, then the world is...
If somebody says, look, the only way you're getting ahead in this organization, and speaking ahead, is to give me a blowjob, then that's something. If somebody...
But at least I think your response instructions. Is, well, it's hard when you're working with a boss who keeps moving the goal line.
If there's a lot of, like, Christmas party, we're both drunk, I'm going to slap you on the ass when you walk by, I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah,
that's
but what I was saying earlier...
I don't
earlier,
know what's harassment
exactly,
anymore.
But sexual harassment in a corporate setting could be you and I using profanity... In the presence of Allison.
Stop
you and I talking.
Right.
It's a serious thing. You and I talking about off-color things at a party. Maybe we've had a couple of beers in the presence of Allison. Or, you know, when you say sexual harassment, you think of a dude in his skivvies going, hey, bitch, this is going down.
No, I know.
Look at me. Hey, Allison, you're going to give me what I want now.
No, it's like you can rape your wife of 13 years if you roll over on her in the middle of the night.
And you're having a coughing fit and you're naked.
That's
next
right.
thing you know, one in her ass.
Now,
that's illegal.
I was explaining to the sexual harassment lady at ABC when she was explaining that there's some precedent on some show, I can't remember what it was, but there's like one female writer and there are a bunch of male writers and they were talking about sort of scenarios for the character and they were sexual and whatever.
In the writer's room? You know that's sexual harassment right off
it
the
was
bat.
Friends, thanks. Right, and they went and she went and filed a lawsuit and blah, blah, blah. And at a certain point, she said, and what does that tell you? And I said, don't hire chicks.
Right.
Because that's the bottom line. That's what
think,
all
but,
this comes down to, which
I
is we could avoid
most,
this. By the way, not funny anyway, but we could avoid this. We just didn't hire chicks.
But I mean, most people, most average
that hit me right
people,
in the vagina.
No, I mean, there's
hard.
One funny one, and she works on this show, so
thanks.
Don't even
try.
That's a backtrack. Yeah, that's
right.
Backtrack. Thanks.
Where's she? On the way home. Hey, baby doll, you know how I get carried away. Hey, love cheeks. You know, I wasn't speaking from my balls there.
Yeah.
All right. See you in the cockhole tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Evidently, Kane said that this is what, well, various stories have come out, but one of the things is that he... told a woman that he thought she was attractive and that he was talking to his coworkers about how attractive she was.
That's not what
and
he
then
said.
He invited her to his private corporate apartment.
No, what he said is, he said verbatim, and I'm not just making this up, you know, he said, "I like to finger paint with your titty juice." That's what he said. That is sexual harassment. That is sexual harassment.
As a
with a Dixie on my balls, baby.
Like, you know, what that's if you're, nasty. But you know when your boss wants to fuck you. Is that how tough is that?
To know that?
Well, not I mean, is versus
it's not,
feeling
you said not tough, right?
Unattractive.
Know, yeah. Right.
I mean, right. I mean, I don't think he was just trying to send a compliment her way.
Oh, if I'm like, "Hey, Allison, it's David. Look here. Where you live? I know it's kind of late. It's 2 a.m. You want to, I mean, what you up to? You want to do something?"
All right, I'd feel...
Text.
Yeah.
"I'm your boss.
Listen.
Look at this. Look at this picture. That's my dick." Hello?
All right. Next story. You got another story?
Uh-huh. You like men with balls? Hairy balls?
Here's the problem.
Like a full ball beard.
Hold on. I'll hit you right back.
All I'm saying is if everything's sexual harassment and everything is rape, then what is rape and what racist. Is sexual harassment and what is racism? And
well,
we've completely
all the
fucked
things that
ourselves out.
But do you think these three women... they all have baseless claims?
No, here's what I would say.
And potentially
here's what I would say.
That are going to come
if
forward.
If I ran for president tomorrow, you could drum up 30 chicks.
Oh, wait a minute.
Said
but
I said
but
inappropriate things
in
the workplace.
Wait a minute. But wait a minute. But here's the deal. The woman was quoted as saying she felt as if the things he said... sexual harassment?
But two women received... settlements.
I know, I just explained to you. You need to go and Google and pull up the formal definition of sexual harassment in the workplace. You'll be here all day reading it.
I don't even mind the sexual harassment, even if it was legitimately sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Like
but if it was legitimate, then you would think that the woman's response wouldn't be, "I felt Allison's behavior was mildly."
No, but here,
could be construed.
Here's
as,
what I'm saying. No, here's what I'm saying. We've had great leaders that were alcoholics. Mm-hmm. We've had great leaders that were smokers and alcoholics. We've had great leaders that were philanderers, smokers, and alcoholics. I mean, I think Bill Clinton is sexually addicted.
Bill Cosby too.
And Bill Cosby. We have great comedians that were philanderers. I mean, we've had Martin Luther King. We've had a lot of pretty good people that were pretty Martin Lawrence and the great Dr. Martin Lawrence.
And Dr. Vicki Lawrence.
And funny man Martin Luther King. Yeah. We've had them all. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, just, in a way, I like it. I like a fucking coffee drinker. I like a guy who likes to pop a brandy. I like a guy...
I don't like a weasel who
And we have no choice but to handle it. I swear to God, there's no way to handle things these days.
I'm talking about right now.
Well, what about
interviews?
Bill Clinton? You like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
How about the way he handled it? What's your definition?
Great.
I didn't have any. Does it make him any less a president?
I didn't care one way or the other. I was amazed that, damn, you're in the White House and you stick a cigar in a fat chick's pussy. You were the lead. The most depressing thing about the whole story is this is presidential pussy? You made it. You won the lottery.
That's right.
You're president of the richest country in the world and it's just a fat nut job. I could have fucked that chick.
Right.
I could have put a cigar in her pussy and it's just me.
Right.
Like you would think it would be something, a badass bitch, not, you know. Was the most depressing. Look!
My line is always just the tip. Arillo. Up top that.
Or what about this, like Hillary Clinton? Have you met Hillary Clinton? I don't...
First off,
she was married to the.
That ain't a lateral move from Hillary Clinton.
She was married to the dude. Her husband was a president. He stuck a cigar. Oh, I roll you now.
All I'm saying is the part of the story that always tickles me, although I feel for the dude, is Monica Lewinsky's dad couldn't stand that Lewinsky became a verb for blowjob. I don't even know. Is it a verb?
Be proud.
Yeah, so it's like euphemism for blow. Like,
what did you do last night?
I got a Lewinsky.
So hit me high, bro.
Up top, brother.
Oh.
He couldn't stand that it was his last name.
What are you doing tonight? Lewinsky. Shespanky.
That'd be a great story for someone who was, I don't know, just on safari for a month and came back into town and went, I heard a guy at a bar saying he got a Lewinsky from
that's
girlfriend.
Every father's.
What happened? How did that get started? Long story.
It's your daughter, Adam.
You know my
daughter?
Yes. okay, stick with me.
The guy who was on safari assumed it's something awesome. Like, oh, you
that would be heartbreaking. Put yourself in his thing. Did you have to? You had to go and suck the president's cock.
Yeah, Jesus, that would be heartbreaking. Your fat daughter is blew the president.
Here's what I want to say. I'm not for sexual harassment, but now that we've created a society where everything is sexual harassment and everything is racism and everything is rape, we fucked ourselves.
That's racist. And you fucked yourself. That will cause
warts.
Warts, yeah.
Thank you. Only if I had warts to start with.
Wow.
And by the way, that Friends lawsuit was dismissed by the California Supreme Court.
Good. Because, tell them why, it was racist.
That's right.
The things you know!
All right, next story.
The Kardashian siblings have spoken out about Kim's decision to end her 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries. Courtney tweeted, "Our sister is going through a difficult time, but we're a close family."
You know what? Stop. You said tweeted. That negates
sticking together
any
like always.
Serious. Oops, I'm running out of words.
We appreciate everyone's kindness and support at Kim Kardashian. We love you.
Can I say this? First off, I thought the guy's name was Chris Humphries, like CH, but it turns out it's KR.
Yeah,
and I thought, did he have to switch that when he became
a
fucking retired
cadet? Is he a good ball player? I ain't never really heard of him. Ever.
Got a black guy asking me if he's a good ball player?
I've never really heard of him.
I haven't heard of him either. But he's a net, I think, so no one's even the team manager hasn't heard of him.
These whores.
But let me ask this.
Oh, I hate
First off, you know, I hate them because they did the Chloe with a K.
Oh, they're all fucking
horrid, number one. Number two, I was doing an interview today, and somebody said, well, the guy had a prenup, so he don't get any money, and there's been an NBA lockout, so he's not getting paid for that.
Thank you.
How does Chris Humphries get paid? And I said, easy. $10 a pop to smell my dick.
There you go. Or you can give him a what? Lewinsky. Shabam. See, I brought that all the way around. And stuck it in a hole. Woo!
Now, would that not be gay for a man to pay him to smell his dick?
Not under these circumstances.
No. That's important to me.
It makes you more heterosexual. Right. You
I
know.
Don't even think he fucked her, man. They weren't in the same city. He's like going down on her and all he heard is...
That'd be like going down a rabbit.
Oh, she was texting.
No, she's texting.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, my God, baby.
Chloe.
Oh, my God, baby. Oh, my God, baby.
Chloe tweeted, reading some of these comments are so hurtful. I'm grateful for our fans who understand and are, and that's R, just the letter R, being respectful. Hate is disgusting. Love is everything. Thank God for family. We are strong and we will only become closer. I love you.
And end it.
Yeah, no, she didn't do any of that. And then Rob spoke about the divorce after a taping of Dancing with the Stars.
Her dad got OJ off, and he's humiliated by the actions of these kids.
He's rolling over. His coffin is floating up to the surface.
Everybody obviously is not in a good mood, but we support anything my sister deals with, and that's all we can do. My sister is obviously going through a lot, and we're obviously very supportive of whatever decision she makes. We're just here as her family just to be with her and be on her side. For whatever. And apparently a wedding ringless Kim left for Australia with Chloe to launch a new handbag line.
She gets paid, man. She's getting
And she
and
blogged.
Are they
Kim
Armenian?
Kardashian. Yes.
They are single-handedly ruining all the goodwill that the Armenian... No, forget it.
There's a genocide. Watch yourself.
Sorry.
So, I'm just going to choose one paragraph from her salvo to her fans. I am trying not to read all the different media reports, but it's hard not to see all the negative ones. First and foremost, I married for love. I can't believe I even have to defend this. I would not have spent so much time on something just for
like
a TV show.
Don't
you?
You
would, I share
you
so much of my life on a reality show that contemplating whether
Hold
to even
on.
Film...
Hold on, let me cut
okay.
you off for a second. Don't you seem like, that much the, more retarded?
Honey, can I take a shit without the cameras in here? We're on our honeymoon. Can I wipe my ass without a camera?
Don't you seem that much more retarded when you say I married for love and it lasted under 80 days?
Well, because people are saying that the whole thing was just a sham.
I understand, but now you seem like a fucking retard because you were in love with the guy as of when? August?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me tweet.
Where are we at? Wait. You know what I mean?
Hey, at Kim Kardashian, a really sad tweet. What? Hold on, I'm going to tweet that, too. I'm just saying, married for love and stuff. I got to go tweet. Love is everything. Hate sucks. And don't be racist and stop.
Contemplating whether to even film my wedding was a tough decision to make. And maybe it turned out not to be the smartest decision. But it's who I am.
Don't look at my ass.
We filmed Courtney giving birth. Chloe getting married, breakups, makeups, our best moments and our worst moments, they were all real moments. That's what makes us who we are. We share, we give, we love, and we are open.
You know
how much did she get paid?
You know, $18 million.
You know who skates on this whole thing is Seacrest.
Yes.
Yes, that little fuck is making money
he's
over
the puppet
this nightmare.
Master. He is the puppet master.
Do you know Rob Delaney? He's a comedian. He's very active on Twitter. He is getting a lot of press because he says that he wants to sue her and sue Ryan Seacrest because the whole thing is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants it to be a class action suit.
And the entire country should join?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would say
so.
World as well, because this is international.
Then a lot of,
how about
a lot of lawyers have responded and said there's not really a case because he would have to have damages.
You know what's sad? They all this is all going on Twitter.
I agree.
She has 8 billion followers and her beautiful ass, a beautiful big jelly
ass. Yeah, tell me about that. Is through the eyes of a black man.
It is a work of art. But the chicks on Dancing with the Stars, the black chicks told me that they felt her ass was not real.
What does that mean? Can you get a fake ass?
Yeah, you can get
butt implants, I think.
Booty implants, like, or injections.
Injection.
Them tranny booty injections.
A friend of mine brought a date to a wedding this last weekend. There was internal debate amongst my friends whether she had butt implants. It was too. Wow. It was unreal.
Yeah, her
gravity
ass,
is fine.
Her ass is crazy.
What was the rest of her like, though?
Ordinary.
Who cares?
I mean, not
upstaged by her ass.
Yes.
Ass staged.
Ass staged.
But her ass is only attractive to brothers. It's not attractive.
No, Larry Miller.
Not Kim Kardashian. I mean, white folks like
Larry Miller's looking at her face and her tits. He doesn't need that ass.
What else do you do that's wrong?
And besides, this reminds him of two of his bald heads. That's why he likes her ass. It's like two of him.
But wait, man.
They're like
Kim
fucking
Kardashian,
in between his head.
Kim Kardashian.
He wants
look
to
at that booty.
Himself.
Kim, that's a ghetto booty.
Now, do you love that, Dang?
That's a nice ass. That's beautiful. I could do damage to that motherfucker. Right
What? I'm saying, how's it? How'd it get in the brother's DNA?
Let me tell you something. Give me a blowtorch, a cigarette, and a
water-soluble lube.
There you go, man. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah.
Give me a chisel and a pimp stick.
You got a pimp stick.
Yeah, you take a
I've heard of a pimp hand, but
no,
I know about a pimp
hanger.
Stick.
You take a hanger straight
out.
Oh,
I see.
Wrap some.
Oh, is that to turn them out? Or?
No, you reprimand.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's not me. That's the old me.
Oh, okay, that's the old dad.
No, her ass is banging, man. It's hot.
Okay.
But she makes money. She makes the most money in that family. That's why they all have to, you know, respect her sister.
Yeah. It's a little too much ass for me.
A little too much. Look at that.
You see, let me explain something.
That booty ain't going nowhere.
This is, I don't want to get lost in that. It's the reason why I always wanted to get a blowjob from Bernadette Peters.
What?
Because
you wanted to get a what?
Oh, Lewinsky.
Lewinsky!
Sorry, buddy.
Hit me high, bro.
Up top.
Hit me up top. Now, low floated down.
I wanted
in
to get, oh, I'm sorry.
In
I wanted to get, yeah, I can't get
on the
you,
porch.
It's okay. We're out on the porch. All right.
On the front yard.
Front yard.
Look at me. I'm on the roof again.
On the roof again.
Yeah. I love this dude.
I always wanted Bernadette Peters to blow me because it would seem like my cock was fat. You know what I mean? Like
okay, the hair to, would just be really.
No, her mouth is so small. She's a tiny mouth.
Oh, but think.
She has almost no mouth.
But there'd also be like a cloud of frizz moving around quite a bit, and then
that'd be good.
Huge.
But you don't want a blowjob from like Joy Behar or
Elaine Boozler before she straightened her hair.
No, you really Boozler. Don't. Who was that? Shit. Sandra Bernhardt would be the worst because she'd be blowing you and talking on the phone and no one would be able to ask anything. Like, do you have a cock in your mouth? They'd just be like just talking to her regularly. No, it wouldn't even sound like that. Her mouth is so big. Look at Bernadette.
Yeah, she does have a small mouth.
That's Bernadette from 1978, though. I mean,
that's
she's
who I'm talking about blowing
old.
Me.
What about Carly Simon? Okay. That'd be pretty bad, too.
Carly Simon would be bad, too.
Yeah.
She'd be blowing you and eating taffy and talking on the phone and no one would even know it.
God.
They wouldn't know it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's gross, boy.
Farrah Fawcett.
All right,
rest
she's
in peace.
Dead.
Also.
She's dead.
Big mouth.
Too soon.
Big mouth, yeah.
Too soon. Too soon.
I'm sorry.
Way out of line.
I'm sorry.
All right, stamps.com. Put that...
that is what we call...
Put that on hold.
What we call in the stand-up game, what you just did, mister, is a hard segue.
Thank you.
Speaking stamps. Okay, Bernadette Peters. Stamps.com.
Got better things to do. You know why? You go into the post office, and there's Peanut behind the counter.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'd like some stamps.
Would you like to buy some vintage flip-flops? They call funky
No.
Hold on. Hello? Oh, no. Please. Hello? Oh, hi, Dee Dee.
Excuse me, I've been waiting in line for
hold
a long
on.
Time.
Just wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand. Hi, okay. Dee Dee. Hi, girl. Hi. Oh, hello? Oh, please. Hello?
Yeah, I've been waiting in line for
you know
a while, man.
You know what? I'm about to hit you in the face with the flow. Hello? Oh, please. Hello?
With the floor? Oh, my God.
You're one of my babies.
Now, listen, you brought your babies?
Oh, you don't give all okay. my seven.
See, I'm going to go to stamps. I'm going to use stamps.com.
Uh-huh.
You yeah. see, because I don't want to come here.
We out of stamps.
No, that's my
we
point.
Out of
that's my point.
We out of
and by
stamps.
The way, I see a roll of stamps behind of stamps. You.
You know what I'm going to see?
What?
You know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see the judge after I hang my flip-flop in your motherfucking ass.
Well, can I say this?
Oh, well, hold on. Hi, Dee Dee.
Can I ask this?
Hello, please.
Can you get your hello, supervisor, please?
Oh, I'll get him right now. Stay right there. She'll mm-hmm. be right there. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's me, motherfucker. Now, what you got to say?
No, listen. I don't want to cause trouble.
No.
I just
ooh,
want some of those commemorative Elvis stamps.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Okay.
No.
That's
Elvis
the point.
Was that, the hero too? Most, but he never meant shit to me.
That's why you go to stamps.com.
Motherfucking
okay, you don't have to deal with Peanut behind the counter.
Okie dokie, fine.
Mm-hmm. You do
hi,
everything,
Allison.
And they do everything in post offices. You do
what
it from your own
Teresa?
House.
What happened to Teresa? When she
we let
back?
Her go.
You let
the
her go.
The point is this. You
how
do
about
it,
you leave the joking to Adam?
You do
oops.
It from your
sorry.
Own home. They got a special offer. They'll give you a scale. You can weigh whatever
my
your parcels are.
And my babies.
These are parcels. I'm sorry.
Your parcels.
My page is blowing up.
And they'll tell you exactly how much on the scale, how much postage you put on there, pal.
Okay.
No more going down and seeing Peanut. No, her talking to Dee Dee. They got a no-risk trial. $100 bonus offer includes digital scale, $45 worth of free postage. Get an extra $10 of free postage only if you enter Adam. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Adam.
Boy.
Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Promo code Adam. Again, everything you can do at a post office without going to the post office.
But how
office.
Do you print the shit up? Like, I got
with
a letter.
Printer.
Mm-hmm.
But does it stick on there, or does it just print right on the thing?
Prints right on. Well, that's a good question.
I bet you could tape it on. You
can, no, they'll do it on adhesive.
You can either tape
stuff.
It off, you can tape it on, or
guys,
you can print
guys,
it on some one of those
guys,
like
let's
label
move on.
Sticky.
The client
yeah.
is calling.
Label
let's
sticky.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah, they told us to quit swearing when we do these live reads.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Let me shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, oh, hello.
Yeah, just beep
I'm
him
not Dee Dee. I'm not Dee Dee. I'm
just beep him.
You give me the wrong
and by
cues,
the way, you
man.
Can't. You got to stop calling when he's on the phone with Dee Dee
exactly.
already.
Exactly.
It's the post office. Multiple lines.
He's
ring.
Already on the
he's,
phone
he's
with
got,
Dee Dee.
Line two is ringing. Line three is ringing.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Dag here. Back with the rest of the news next.
Yes. Oh, hello. Ho. Hi, Dee Dee.
All right, that's the close of the first episode of Krull Classics this weekend, our almost all Daggeroni edition. Tune in tomorrow to the Krull Classics feed for all the second halves of these episodes. Until then, I'm Superfan Giovanni. Chris Loxamana wishes he could be here. Mahalo, and get it on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save.